Drop it.
You. Hello, footies, and welcome back to the one and only daily FIFA podcast, Foot in Review. We bring you updates about the released content, we talk players and review them, and of course, as part of footcoaching.com, we'll give you gameplay advice like tactics and instructions. Every day at 2200 hour, our latest episode will be uploaded. You can find it on all podcast services around the world. And if you support the show through Patreon, you can get the episode right after we recorded it. Today is October 6th, and we're recording Season 3, Episode 6. My name is John, also known as Foot Coaching, and I'm back with my dear friend, also known as the King of the North, it's Singvi.
Hello.
Hello, my friend.
Hello, my friend.
I got one really hot question for you.
Okie dokie.
How's your cat doing?
Cat is doing fine, thankfully, so nothing dangerous, so happy with that.
Ah, that's good news. It's the only thing we actually wanted to know. So that's a footy review for when... No, I'm glad to have you back, buddy.
Good to be back.
We definitely missed you. Yesterday, we had Nishant on, and we were talking about how our starter squads looked. And of course, that's the first thing I want to ask you today. How is your starter squad looking, and how is your FIFA 21 journey started?
Squad is looking good. Journey so far has been bumpy because I win and I lose. So I'm struggling still a little bit with the defending, but just need to get used to how things are working. I think I dragged the players a little bit too far out before changing, so that's never ideal. So I need to just don't try to win the ball back quickly. I think that's my problem at the moment. I'm not patient enough when defending. I just need to try to read the game a little bit more before putting in a tackle or going for the ball. But attacking wise, it's quite okay. I score goals at least, so that's a good thing.
Yeah, and with defense last year, it was very important to keep your back line intact. So keep them on one line. This year it's even more important, but it's also really, you're less, the AI helps you out less. So it's far easier to step out to just a bit too much. Then they make a dynamic run between and you're gone. And that will take some time to get used to, but I'm pretty sure we can work it out. If I see my own progress already, I've played 12 matches today and conceded 3, and I scored 34 goals. So I'm heading in the right direction myself now.
I think you are, yeah. I think I'm not used to how the players are behaving on the pitch when I try to run with a player and then quickly turn. I need to like adjust that they take a little bit more time to actually turn around. So it looks like they kind of slide off a little bit before turning around, and then I run too far and it's too late, and then try to change to another player, and then I'm already out.
On
the way to get a hot dog in the.
Just a friendly reminder that a week ago you were playing with Team of the Year players, and I think that's the difference where you need to get adapted to.
It's getting better though, but still lots of room for improvement, luckily.
So, how does your team look now?
It looks good. I can just talk you through it.
Yeah,
In goal, I got Alisson, right back Kyle Walker, and then I got Joe Gomez and Militao as central defenders, and Mr. Ferlamendi left back. Central defenders are Frankie de Jong and Mr. Wijnaldum. And then central camera, center forward, it's Quincy Promes. Left mid or left cam is Osman Dembele, and right mid or right cam will be Lucas Moura, and the striker is the base icon Davor Šuker.
Oh, just the base icon Šuker, yeah.
Yes. So he's he was a favorite of mine on last time he was in FIFA, so it's fun to try him again. I think he suits the game well. I got him for a good price as well. So if I want to sell, I will make some good profit on him as well. So that's nice otherwise.
Yeah, that helps definitely. Buying right away when you're able to buy players. And during the week, during these weeks, they will rise, especially icons, I think. So he did well and smart there.
Yeah.
And I think he's a great player.
Yeah, he's fun. He's really good chipping the goalkeeper, I've noticed. Scored a few nice chipped goals. So he usually buries these quite easily. So that's nice.
Yeah, to be fair, I think the chipping is really good. If you want to one on the goalkeeper stands to dive down at your feet right away. So I don't think you need Suker definitely to be able to score those. But it's a good thing he does.
Yeah, it's a good thing. If he missed them, I would have sold him quite quickly though. So, yeah.
Fun parts. Any standout players for you? Except Suker, of course.
Maybe Militao has been really good. I can also actually say that I had fun when I used, before I bought the players I have now, I used Arjen Robben as a center forward or central cam. He was really good, scored lots of goals. So he was fun to use, even though he doesn't look anything special stats-wise. So he was really fun. Paulinho is quite good. Carrasco. Alex Teixeira, of course. Mr. Ribéry is also quite good as centre forward. You also have what's his name, Tudibu, that plays for Barcelona. At least he has a Barcelona card. Centre defender. He feels a little bit like a cheaper Militao, actually. So he is very, very fun to use. The same with Tomori at Chelsea. He's like a cheaper Joe Gomez. Surprised me a lot.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah. So, of course, Frankie is really good. I'm a little bit undecided on Dembele. I think he might be better centrally. He's quite good wide as well, of course. But and Quincy Promise is really good, though. He's very good.
Promise, yeah, I'm hearing great stuff about him. I bought him at the start, sold him for a lot of money, a lot of profit, of course, and I packed him in an untradeable bet now.
You should at least sub him in. So,
yeah.
There is actually a few others I forgot I can mention. I think he's called Clint Mata, praising the Pro League, same club as Mignolet. And Mignolet as well played really well when I used him for my placement matches and a few rivals in the beginning. Those two really surprised me. And Mignolet, I think he's the goalkeeper with almost the most traits, which are good. He has the come for crosses, leadership, rushes out of goal, saves with feet, and team player. He doesn't have the long throw, but doesn't need it, I think. And he was really good, making some crazy saves. So if you're looking for a bargain, then I would actually try Simon Mignolet. And I think Clinton Mata is the central defender that plays for the same club. And they have a left back as well. So you have three strong wing players there. So they're cheap and quite good, actually. So check them out.
Oh, that's cool. I gotta admit, my man of the hour is the Suarez card.
In for Suarez?
Yeah, I bought him, realizing he's a bit slow, but I also saw he's very with the Hunter. I think he's 99 finishing, so I was like, okay, just try him. I'm going to the crosser meta, trying those cross, which I talked about yesterday. So I keep throwing the ball in front. And you're not going to believe it, but he scored. Let me check, because I don't want to lie. But this is all almost for crosses and just like push through. Suarez scores 57 game goals out of the last 25 games. All rivals.
Excellent.
And he is not fast, but yeah, all I do is just move it to the side, create some space for myself and use either Dembele or I forgot the other player on the other side, actually. But I just up their crossing as maximum as possible and dribbling. Throw the ball in, Suarez finishes. It just works a charm. So I bought him as an investment just to keep him until like 2 weeks in. Sell him off before next week league. But I'm seriously in doubt if I'm going to do that.
Yeah, if they have high attacking position and finishing and stuff, they make some really good runs. So you don't always need that type of pace on the striker. But of course, if you're dependent on counter-attacking only, then of course you need the pace. But if you like to build up play and play balanced, then he should be really good, because I'm pretty sure he makes some excellent runs in and around the box. So it's easy to find him on the pass. And of course, if he gets a free shot, then it's pretty much a goal.
Definitely. And I think I see many people, at least on Twitter and the forum, saying pace is overpowered, pace is king again, it's all about pace. I'm not too sure, though. I mean, pace helps create space. But I've seen some... I've played against Malen, for example, a lot as a striker. Yeah. Oh, man, but he misses a lot of sitters. And looking at Suarez, okay, maybe he's not able to open up the play for himself. But there's plenty of way to open up now. But he does, sure as hell, doesn't miss much, if at all. So I know what I'm going to do. I don't mind pace too much now. And it's also, people need to get used to defending. So now it's really easy to surpass players since they're not used to defending anymore. But I'm pretty sure in 2 weeks, most of these will just settle in. And everything, pace won't be that much of a thing.
Yeah. That's true.
Also, the combination of Varane and, of course, Ramos, which I got, that's not going to change, at least until the end of the year. I don't see that happening.
Varane looks really good, so I'm happy with Militao, but I'm not sure if I should change Joe Gomez yet. I'll give him a little bit more time. I can maybe just sell him and get... Diego Carlos. It looks.
I pecked Carlos just, as well. But Diego I actually. Carlos, yeah. I didn't realize he was an 83, I think.
83, yeah.
So I pecked him. I was like, okay. And I was actually putting him into an SPC. I was like, wait a minute. This is Diego Carlos. Maybe he's worth something. I was like, oh, he is not worth something. He's actually worth like 70k or something.
Yeah, he looks really good. He looks like a little bit, maybe not much better than Militao, but similar, very similar. And I'm really happy with Militao, so maybe that should suit me. And I can sell, I'm pretty sure if I can sell Alisson, Gomez, Walker, I should be able to get three good players from La Liga and then still have some coins left, which is always nice.
Definitely. Talking about what's nice though, we played co-op today with each other in Rivals.
Yeah,
I have to admit that was a blast, Ingvi. What about you?
Yeah, the co-op thing was really fun. Once we got it working, we struggled a little bit to get the first match going. So, but then after we start a foot, the problem solved itself. It was really fun. It reminds me a little bit of playing pro clubs with a friend, just one friend. So, but this is of course in Rivals. So, and it was really fun, it really was, and it worked really well. So
it helps that we scored a 92-minute winner, right? I mean, that helps.
Overtime of the overtime winner, yeah, that's always. But I think we deserved it. We had most of the play as well, though, and chances. So, yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, but we had some little issues with getting the game going. We'll try some more and see how that existed. Actually, basically, we started and it keeps saying co-op session ended, but once it got going, it's really good. Connection was flawless, to be honest. I have not had any connection problem at all, if I'm quite honest.
Well, you had some disconnects earlier today, though. Not on co-op, of course, but...
I had some disconnects, but also the game crashed during those disconnects, so...
Yeah.
I'm not quite sure. It feels like there's a bug still there or something. And it happened four times, so yeah, it cost me four wins as well.
That's a little bit annoying.
And I was a bit frustrated at that part because I just wanted to get higher up in Rivals. But, I mean, on the other hand, it's officially day two now. I'm pretty sure they get that fixed. I got some recordings going and we'll report it through the regular channels. I'm not going to say it's foul play or something. I'm just going to assume it's a bug in the game. But I was still frustrated at that point, yeah.
Yeah, that's frustrating when that happens. I think I had one crash, but I just game like froze, and then in the middle of just after there was a goal and then a substitution, and then when the game was like kind of showing the replay, and then it just froze and quit. But that was one match.
Oh, I had four of those actually, not in a replay, but I scored, I pressed pause, and then the screen just froze, and the game terminated itself without an error, go to the dashboard.
Yeah, that's the same I had as well, that just went to dashboard. So
no error message, nothing. So
no.
There's something on there, but let's hope they get it fixed before week league starts, at least. That's more important. Yeah.
The ping has been really good, though. I've had really low ping, around 6 and 8 milliseconds. So I'm really happy with the connection so far.
That's good, because you sometimes even had troubles. I mean, for my situation, my ping has always been around 6, 8, and I have several 4s today. So that, I mean, still fine. But I didn't have any troubles last year either. So I'm the last person to be able to complain here. But it's good to hear you're doing well in Norway as well.
Yeah, that's nice. The connection seems nice so far, so it's going to be interesting now when the full game and all versions are out on the 9th, and see how the servers will handle all the players coming on then.
Yeah, but so far, so good, at least.
Yeah, so far, so really good, so I'm happy with that.
Another round of applause, and then we'll wait until the servers are actually, everyone's on before we give another applause. That's a bit much. Ingvi, plans for this coming week? Because I don't think we'll get some content. No, I'm pretty sure we won't get content tomorrow. It will be Thursday before we get content. My plan is just to grind out my last rival game. So just a reminder that you can only play 30 rivals for your ranking.
Yeah.
So after the rivals matches, your ranking will not go up anymore. You're done. You can still get skill rating, though. You can still promote, but you can't get any more points. So that's good. I'm Div 1. I'm pretty sure I'm going to stay Div 1 now with 5 matches to go. So that's fine to know as well, 2 days in advance for a change. That's my plan. Just going to do those 5, going to play as much friendlies as I can to practice, and hopefully can get some co-op in with you. How about you?
Yeah, I think so too. I'm going to just try to get as many rivals matches as possible before the deadline. And then when that's done, I'm going to just try to do some of the objectives that are up to get some packs and stuff towards the storyline players.
Smart.
Yeah. So
I haven't even checked it.
there's 3 players, so
we can talk about those 3 players tomorrow then, maybe.
Yeah, you can do that as well.
Ingvi, before we end the show, I just wanted to say a quick housekeeping note. So coaching has resumed on footcoaching.com, and people are, oh, it's going well, so people are going on booking sessions. But if you're looking into supporting the show, do that before you book a coaching session. Because in every tier on patreon.com/footandreview, we get a certain amount of discount on coaching. So the first month of the Patreon is always free if you wanted to get coaching anyways. So it's a waste not to do that. So we'll go to footcoaching.com for booking your session, and go to patreon.com/footandreview to support the show, and of course get those discounts if you want coaching, because else it would be a waste of money and I won't notice if you book it right away. So there's that. Well, Envy, where can people find you?
They can find me on Twitter at Evgenoni and on the EA forums at Little95.
Awesome. And you can find the show on anchor.fm/footinreview. Of course, on Twitter at footinreview. And you can find me on Twitter at footcoaching. And check out footcoaching.com for all things coaching. Envy, thanks. It's good to have you back. I'm glad to hear the cat's all right. But for now, I'm definitely just going to drop it.
Drop it.
F-U.
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 T.
T.
In view.
F-U.
T.